This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I really appreciate the time you guys here. Head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. And you can get involved in conversation with people smarter than me. Seriously. And you'll find a live chat room up on the website, therealside.com. But we're also doing a live, what is that? Facebook feed. That's it. So, now I'm going to do my other story first. Anyway, get involved in the conversation. Got a lot coming up. Tom Delvecchio is going to join me to talk about Well, if you're on the left, the new tax sham bill that was tax sham law that was passed today. I love these guys. Isn't it funny how the Dems, anything we do is wrong and bad and hypocritical and all that fun stuff. But anything that they do is perfect. It's God's will. It's God's law. Right? I love these guys. Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, I love it. Okay, there you go. Get rid of these people. Are you embarrassed to being white? I mean, sir, if you're a white guy, a white girl, can I say that? Guy, gal? You can't say boy, girl, but I think you can say guy and gal. Not sure. I'm going to anyway. So if you're a white guy or you're a white girl, are you embarrassed of being white because of all the atrocities we've committed over the years? I mean, seriously, think about it. Because Eminem, I mean, listen, this is what I've always said to you. When it comes to these entertainers, why do we give them so much space? You know, we should be giggling at him, telling him, you know, go back into the hole, come out when you want to sing, and then, you know, we're not really interested in anything else you're talking about. But he says, it's been embarrassing to be white. I feel like checking out on life. Now, I don't know what that means. If that means he's thinking about committing suicide, then he needs to get help. Serious help. But if he's talking about checking out, like sitting on the couch, eating bonbons, getting fat, doing whatever with a channel changer, then so be it. Do what you want to do. Apparently his new rap album, Revival, Eminem says it's been embarrassing to be white. And he thinks about checking out on life. Oh, and killing himself because he can't escape his circumstance. The 45-year-old rapper says in his song, Untouchable, that there's been times where it's been embarrassing to be a white boy. Seems like the average lifespan of a white man is more than twice that of a black man. I wonder sometimes if it has a price. He says, I feel like checking out on life. I can't escape the circumstances. Eminem's new album is being widely panned by critics despite its anti-white lyrics and attacks on Donald Trump. The music review Chase McMullen said that Eminem's crusade on Trump and white privilege is fiery and perhaps admirable, but added it's truly unfortunate that music behind the ideas makes the Revival the most abrasive and unlistenable he's ever sounded. The kid is just mad. Well, kid, 45. He's mean, and he's mad. This is what hate really does to you. You know, if you really want to know what hate does to you, right? Because they're always talking about guys like me. I'm full of hate. I hate everybody and everything. Listen to these. They're so hate. They're losing their minds over Trump. They're losing their minds, conservatives, because conservatives, for the first time in about, I'd even say almost 12 years, actually have a voice. I'm sorry. I don't believe that George W. was the conservative that we all wanted and wanted to have. Not going to work that way. Okay? Seriously. Now, I know some of you are going to get mad at me already, but think about it. Think about some of the things that George W. did, but let me get back to Eminem. Anyway, so the kid needs help. And I say the kid because he, you know, if you listen to him and watch what he does, he acts like a kid. You can't escape your skin color. Okay? White people are not the devil. Like you and others have been taught, as have been drilled into your head. We've done a lot of good things. But the deal is, as long as you keep bringing up color, as long as you keep driving color, you're driving racism. You're throwing fuel on the fire. And nowadays you can't say, oh, I can't see black. I don't see black. I don't see white. I don't see brown. Well, I don't. You force me to. You on the left force me to see color. I've talked about it before, and I'm sorry that I have to use her for an example, but I have a grandchild that you on the left call mixed race. You on the left say she's half black, half white. I call her my granddaughter. Think about that. I call her my granddaughter. I don't call her half black, half white. I don't call her mixed race. Last I checked, she didn't have any tentacles or anything. She had two arms, two legs, bless God. She had two eyes, nostrils that work. She can breathe. She can eat. She runs. I mean, she is a human. But you on the left force me to label her. When you come to the door as, you know, when the census workers show up, when you go to the government to fill in forms, you force me to talk about her color. And there's been plenty of well-known people who happen to be black in the media that have said, you're forcing this on us. You're making us speak like this. You're driving this stuff home. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening in real time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. A lot more after the break. Rosie O'Donnell, did she commit a felony? Maybe. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I don't know. No comment.
Senior host, you'll see Real Side on GCN Live. David Fish is going to join us in the third hour, talk about your money and maybe what this tax bill actually, truly, honestly means about your money. Because think about it, he's not a broker, right? So he's not going to give us information that's going to drive us towards him. He's got a lot of business, not that he can't handle more. But I bring David on every week because he explains how the system works, how it can help and or hurt you. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book and or join my politically incorrect posse. That's right. Joe has pips. My politically incorrect posse. You'll see the Patreon button. Click the button for, you know, join the club at about the price of a cup, maybe two cups of coffee. If you go to that real expensive place, one cup. But for the price of a cup of coffee, you can become part of the team. And a team that needs help. I need help. Always need help. Anyway, I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. All right. No, because this stuff is so, like, crazy. It's just amazing. By the way, we're days away from that day, right? I mean, Christmas. You know what Christmas is, right? From me to you. Minions out there, because somebody said I had a whole bunch of minions out there. Apparently, they're out doing Christmas carols. Everybody! I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Look, at least me and Tammy laugh. You know, you got to giggle. You got to laugh. These people are just nuts. The ones that beat on us on a regular basis. Somebody asked me how I did it. You know what? My Uncle Eddie used to say, just ignore stupid people. You got to ignore stupid people, all right? Because I went to a kid a couple times, you know, people calling me names and stuff. He's like, you know what, dude, I'm going to fight them all. You know, they're just stupid people. Ignore them. It actually makes it matter when you ignore them, when you don't let them get under your skin. And I'm okay with all of that. Anyhow. Yeah, Eminem, and this guy, isn't his, like, day over anyway? It's not because he's not depressed because he's white. He's depressed because he doesn't sell anything anymore. And a music review done by Chase McMullen on Eminem's crusade on Trump on his latest album just didn't go over well. You know, we don't go see these people. Maybe they can figure this out. They, you know, they see themselves as gods. They really do. Think about it. They're so self-important. Right? They think you can't do anything without them, without their music, their music. There's nothing about his music that's uplifting. Although I haven't listened to it all, but what I have listened to, there's nothing about it that I want to sit there with my grandchildren and go, hey, let's listen to Eminem. I may say, let's go eat some M&Ms, but I know, not the same. Well, Eminem's music was perhaps a little edgy at one time in the 90s. This song, Untouchable, which appears to be the most popular song on his new album, pushes the same black victimization narrative that you would hear repeated without controversy in any Fortune 500 boardroom. Now listen, here's the thing. How does he, as a white man, talk about black man issues? Because I'm always told that we can't. Not me, Joe, but white people can't. Right? White folks can never understand what went on in the black community. I get it. Right? But he gets a pass? Why? Because he's an entertainer? According to one critic, musically, it's the worst song he's ever heard. The song opens with a high-pitched, out-of-tune whining. Black boy, we ain't gonna lie to you. Black boy, we don't like the sight of you. Pull up on the side of you. Window roll down. Then we wonder why we the side of you, whatever. He screeches. This is what your kids are listening to. This is why I've always said in the past, listen to what your kids are listening to. Can you stop them totally? No. But I've seen kids, I've been at homes, I've been at functions, where the kids are sitting there with the earbuds in 24/7. Stop it. It's not good for them. One of the intros to the songs. Hands up, officer, don't shoot. Then pull your pants up, promise you won't loot. We may never understand each other. It's no use. We ain't never going to grasp but what each other goes through. Well, the hands up, don't shoot was built on a lie. We know that now. We knew that then. Right? The next verse, now see, this is, to me, they say guys like me incite riots and hate and violence. Bullpuckies. If you at all support this guy, you're the one that's throwing the gasoline on the fire. I'm like a damp carpet thrown on a fire compared to this guy. The next verse is, black boy, we ain't gonna lie to you. Black boy, we don't like the sight of you. Yeah, that sounds exciting. Sounds like an uplifting song, right? We would let you slide, but your taillight is blue. Oh, blew out, excuse me. We know you're hiding that Heidi Klum. You're going to get another drug charge, homie. It's back inside for you. I mean, this is... Why antagonize? And if you look at the real numbers, they're not even the real numbers. I mean, if you look at the numbers they come up with, they're not the real numbers. We've already been through all this. We've already talked about all this over and over and over again on this show and many others. And the problem is that you've got a lot of low-end, low-IQ people that buy into this. I spoke to an average worker today who's also a friend. She's a Democrat. And she says, so they did it to us. I said, what'd they do to you? She said, they raised our taxes. I said, where are you hearing that? She says, well, I heard it on the radio. I said, okay, I want to ask you what station you listen to. What else did you hear? And she heard all the Democrat talking points, did absolutely no homework on her own. And I said, that's the problem with a lot of your people. You don't check things out. You don't do homework on your own. You trust them so much. And you live in California. And I said, have you noticed an increase at the tax bump? She said, yeah, it's bad. I said, your people, the Dems have total control of the state of California. There is not enough Republican votes to stop them or even slow them down. And she said, well, all politicians like that. How do we fix it? I said, no, not all politicians like that. Your people are in control, and you don't care. And I'll tell you what I said on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We've got a lot going on. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. I do really appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and all of that fun stuff. Seriously. We've got so much going on. I love it. I love all the good stuff that we have going on because, well, actually, nothing we do is going to be good. You already know that, right? I don't even care anymore. When somebody says, did you hear what Schumer said? Did you hear what so-and-so said? I don't care. I just don't care. Because it really doesn't matter. Again, it wouldn't matter if he saved three children from a burning building. They would say, what was wrong with the other two? Were they too dark for you? Were they too this, too that? They must have belonged to a Democrat. I mean, that's how bad it is. They're not Americans anymore up there. They're Republicans or Democrats, and Americans comes in third, fourth, or fifth. Anyway, I was telling you the story of somebody I was talking to who was a Democrat. She's an open Democrat. We talk all the time. She would be what Nancy Pelosi used to call a blue-collar worker. Now she calls them uninformed voters. Just listen to her rhetoric. Listen to how she talks about these people. So I was telling her, because I'm in California, as many of you know, and she was complaining about the gas prices, too. I said, hey, that's your people, and we can't stop them. She goes, well, it doesn't matter who's in there. They all do the same thing. I said, no. If you would do a little homework, you would find out that the Republicans here in California fought them on tax increases on a regular basis. And because of the Republicans, they now need a two-thirds vote to raise taxes. So what happened? They've overrun the legislature with Democrats. They play all kinds of games, just like they do at a national level. So here, the Democrats run the legislature. Now, we've got bridges falling and crumbling. We have taxes that are out of control. They've blown all kinds of money. Last time they had a two-thirds majority, we were able to get back some seats because they kept getting indicted, you know, for breaking federal laws. Because when you have that much power, they don't know how to control themselves. They're like kids in a candy store, or I should say, they're like kids that have been locked into a candy store for a day and been told, don't touch anything. That's it. It's over for them. But I explained to her that they've already blown the money for infrastructure, the tax money they collected years and years ago. Nobody seems to know where it went. Well, went into the general fund to help people out. Well, that's great. Where? Show us where. Because we still have a deficit. We're still hurting here in California. But I love it. I think it's hilarious. So I said, then your boys went up there, and they voted another 12 cents a gallon. She goes, it was only supposed to be six. I said, oh, that was the original conversation. But the day they voted it in, it's 12 cents a gallon. Right? And I already see it when I fill the car up. And then she went on to say, well, how do you stop them? And I said, you've got to vote enough Republicans in, you know, hold your nose and pull the lever. You got to vote enough Republicans in to say no, to slow them down. Now, they'll play some games. They'll do some parliamentary rules to get around it in some cases. But they won't be able to do it in all of them. You can't play a parliamentary rule to get two-thirds. But now on top of that, because they won't stop spending money. I mean, think about this. They won't stop spending money. They can't keep up with it. They're losing the race up there when it comes to trying to catch up on payments. So now what they're going to do, not only do they give you a gas tax, on top of that, they're going to give you a mileage tax. They're going to tax you for mileage driven. And she looked horrified. I said, that's why I say to you, stop listening to just the Democrat stations. There's DTSs out there. There's green people. I mean, go listen to what they have to say. They're telling the truth about this stuff, too. They see where it's going. They want to stop it. It's interesting. I mean, it's interesting when you get one of them to start listening and start thinking and realize, wow, I am being screwed. There's no way around it. I am being screwed. Did Rosie O'Donnell violate a drug deal, barbecue? Did Rosie O'Donnell violate federal law when she offered a bribe to Republicans to vote against the bill? My short answer is yes, she did. Do you know how I know that to be true? Because you can't bribe, you can't offer money to any elected official for a vote of any kind. Even at the dumbest level, it's against the law. So late on Tuesday evening, as Republicans moved to pass the historic tax reform package, Rosie, the nemesis of Donald Trump, stopping him at any cost for any reason so he doesn't win it all. She seems like a petty little person at times when I read what she's written and listen to some of the things that she said. Now, Xander's going to take exception with me on that because I think they're friends or he knows her. She tweeted out offers of bribery to Republican senators to vote down the bill. And she didn't just do it once. She did it over and over and over again. Right? Rosie says in a tweet, Susan, $2 million cash. Call if you want to negotiate. Do you think your family's proud of you, Senator Collins? Yeah, actually, they probably are. See, here's what's really funny. Is these progressive left Dems, they really believe that everybody believes like them, and it's a minority that believes like we do. Yet, most of the states voted for President Trump. Now, the Electoral College makes some people crazy. So what I did is I took the best explanation that I've ever seen of the Electoral College, and I put it up on the website. I'm sorry, not on the website, on my Facebook page. Rick Green lays it out in such a way that if you still don't understand it, you need to give up your voter card. It's really that easy. So, Rosie, we know what a godly girl she is, she told the Senator Collins that he really needed to pray and ask God for forgiveness. And that the only way he could redeem his soul is by not voting for this. That's sad. Isn't it sad how that's the only road they can go down? They threat, they call people. There's somebody that wrote in on the Facebook page. I was on a Tom Hartman show. I mean, far left progressive socialist. And he was getting me crazy, and I was getting him crazy too. I almost got him to start yelling. I'll post it up later on. But we were talking about the tax bill. I mean, the tax law. And he went through a whole bunch of things that were partially true. You know, issues that presidents who've lowered taxes before have caused recessions, have caused the markets to tank. We saw it tank today, right? I mean, it tanked. It's over. the big market crash happened. But I tried to get him to go down the road of, hey, you guys are doing such a great job that we couldn't get over 3% GDP. You know, with your guy in office, we had some people call it a lackluster recovery. I call it a flat recovery. Didn't get any worse, didn't really get any better. Now, you can say that Obama put 11 million workers to work. He did not. No president really puts workers to work. They remove obstacles so businesses can grow and hire people in. Right? And the hateful stuff that they do. So anyway, he starts berating me for all straw man arguments. Now, I don't know what a straw man argument is when you're actually putting numbers out. There were more people under the poverty that were below the poverty line under President Obama than there had been in decades. That's an actual fact. It's not a Joe just throwing it out there. And then what they like to do is drag you all over the place. And yes, it's my fault because I followed him all over the place. Right? You know, what he did do, I don't know if you guys know this, but the production of handguns rose 192% under President Obama. The same guy that was trying to stop guns. Now most of the people love to go, yeah, those were white folks buying guns because they were going to try to kill him. Yeah, that was it. Oh, God bless America. Wind and solar power increased by 369%. I'd have to check that. Coal production declined 38% by wind and solar. You know that those windmills are killing eagles. They're killing birds all over the place. I think it's hilarious. Right?
Not funny for the eagle.
What's that?
Not funny for the eagle.
That's true. Home prices jumped 20%. Median household income rose a weak 5%. Food stamp recipients rose 35%. I could do this all night. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Man, you guys are tough on Facebook. Seriously. I wouldn't want to run into any of you in an alley. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I know he's jumping around a little. I was jumping around a little bit. But one story led to another. I was talking about how hateful these people on the left are. You know, Rosie O'Donnell, again, with her nasties. Right, she tweets out, Rachel Maddow asks, was Susan Collins engaged? Did you feel a heartbeat? Was she human? She thinks it's sexist? No, you see, Susan stood and said, no, I won't kill Americans. And now she says, yes, I'll kill Americans. The other thing was the lies that were being spewed today when it was on that other show, which I think is hilarious. He actually said, and this is what the left is spewing out there, which is a bunch of lies, that at least, at minimum, 9 million people will lose their insurance. Now, I want you to think about the way they spin in this. 9 million people will lose their insurance. No! What will happen is they're suggesting or expecting about 9 million people not to re-sign up for Obamacare, which will show the real failure it is. The only reason they were signed up to begin with is because they were trying to avoid the fine. And the ones that, you know, I know people that took the fine because they couldn't afford the insurance. They were being forced to buy something from the government. That was a bit of a bad thing from day one. And and I called him on it. He didn't like it. You can't spin it like that because the government says, you know, you have to buy something. They shouldn't force you to do anything when it comes to this kind of stuff. You're buying product because the government's forcing you to? Heck, they should. Maybe they should force them to buy my book or my shirts or my coffee mugs. Anyway, back to the bribery under Rosie O'Donnell. Bribery is illegal under federal law. Here's the portion of 18 U.S.C. Section 201B, where it says, whoever, male, female, gender neutral, whoever, directly or indirectly, corruptly, gives offers or promises anything of value to any public official or person who has been selected to be a public official, or offers or promises any public official or person who has been selected to be a public official to give anything of value to any other person or entity with intent to influence an official act, as in a vote, to influence such public official or person who has been selected to be a public official to commit or aid in committing or collude in or allow any, I guess we have collusion here, right? Or allow any fraud or make opportunity for commission of any fraud on the United States. And it goes on and on. At the end it says, shall be fined under this title not more than three times the monetary equivalent of the thing or value, whichever is greater, or imprisoned for not more than 15 years. So she should get either 15 years or a $6 million fine. Or both. Maybe half and half. We'll give her 7.5 years. Right? And make her come up with a $3 million fine. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Rosie also recently said that she was for martial law to stop Trump. Really? Who does she know who declares martial law? She's an idiot. It's the president. Why do you people listen to these people? I mean, seriously, why you spend 5 cents on watching anything of her? Any of you conservatives who see to it that she gets 5 cents from something you're watching, renting, seeing, or what have you, you're just as crazy as they are. Hit them in the wallet. It's all they know. We've put millions of dollars in these people's pockets, which is why they believe. Listen, I got to say something. I would probably feel the same way they do. If I had a job where I lied for a living, where I played somebody I wasn't, I made millions of dollars at it and got you to believe that I was smart enough and important enough for you to listen to me on political stuff, my God, I would feel like I would be full of myself, wouldn't you? No disrespect intended. I mean, seriously, think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And then I was talking about the President Obama's numbers. Nobody wants to hear, you know, they always say the same thing to you. Why do you have to go back to Obama? Well, because that's what you guys do. You tell me what a great job he did and how much better he is than Trump because he did A, B, and C. But then when I go back and give you numbers on what he did, this is the loon left logic. Then when I go back and tell you what he did, you say, what are you going to go back to the past for? Well, then you can't go back to the past. You can't tell me what you think he did was right. If I can't go back and tell you at the same time what I think he did was wrong. Poverty rate rose. Food stamp recipients rose. Federal debt rose 128%. Ooh. Corporate profits rose by 57%. Premiums, your insurance premiums, some of them went up. Now, this particular chart says they went up 43%, but we all know that's wrong because in some states they went up 141%. U.S.-Mexico border apprehensions down by 35%. Coal production went down almost 40%. Well, new car mileage went up. There you go. The Guantanamo prisoners dropped by 83%. I mean, come on, think about this. These numbers are from, where'd it go? January 20th, 2009 through September 28th, 2017. So when you look at these numbers, when you look at what really took place, you just have to stop and say to yourself, and again, you can't believe everything you read here. You can't believe everything you see here. Because we don't know what numbers were not put in there, what numbers were put in there. You know, look at God, I hate when they do that. When you look at the unemployment numbers when President Obama was in place, and I kept going back to the, what is it, the U6 numbers, which are the numbers where people have actually given up looking for a job, they've stopped looking for a job. They take those out of the unemployment numbers. They go to a different number, they're listed in a different place altogether. The people who dropped off unemployment went to permanent disability. Right? And then, if you don't give the real, if you don't put out the reasons behind the real numbers, how you come up with these numbers, then you really don't have the true picture. But again, just to get down to this, I mean, serious, federal debt went up 128%. That number alone should give you, I'm sure it won't give Chris Matthews a tingle up his leg. Gives most of us a tingle up the spine. It's always amazing to me how they won't talk about this stuff. Or they sidestep it. The Victoria Beckham is accused of promoting harmful gender stereotypes after sharing her daughter Harper's poem about being made of sugar, spice, and all things nice. Right? This is how far we've gone on political correctness. To most of her millions of Instagram fans, Victoria Beckham appeared every inch the doting mother when she proudly posted a snap of her daughter Harper's artistic efforts over the weekend. But the six-year-old sketch, which included lines from the old nursery rhyme about girls being made of sugar and spice and all things nice, prompted some followers to criticize the former Spice Girls for her parenting methods, insisting it amounted to promoting harmful gender stereotypes. Okay. Harper had decorated a piece of card with a quote from the nursery rhyme, "What are little boys made of?" which says boys are made of frogs and snails, while little girls are made of sugar and spice and all things nice. Yeah, I can concur. We had two boys and two girls. I'll tell you what, I can concur. Seriously. Victoria had taken Harper Six, her daughter, with David Beckham for a drawing session with illustrator Tatiana Alida and proudly showed off their work. Harper appeared to have cut out her drawings of a woman and star patterns to decorate a quote from a nursery rhyme. This sent these people into a tizzy. These sent these little... I can't even read. I don't even know how to clean this stuff up. One person says, "You think that's reinforcing gender stereotypes as fun? What's wrong with you? Not a cool poem. This is white condition. This is where conditioning begins. I've always hated this poem." Sorry, I don't think gender stereotyping is a positive thing. These people are out of their minds. Keep your kids away from them. I've got to see your host, Jill City Realtor of GCN Live. Yes, in the next hour, we're going to talk about the tax issues, the tax bill, the tax law. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.